Hello, Jill.
Hello again, Steve.
What a miserable day.
It sure is. Raining like usual.
It's wet, it's cold, it's nasty.
It is dark gray.
But today we are going to talk about a happier subject, which is our little story. This is our lower intermediate podcast. Mm-hmm. And we are following the episodes in The Power of the Linguist. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to do episode 7. So should we just begin by listening to it?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
I am not worried about my brother. I am interested in knowing what is going on.
Well, the thing is, I do not know why he does not write you.
But I want you to help me. That is why I came here today.
How can I help you? I cannot answer all your questions.
Why not? This is very important for me, as you will find out.
Well, in my opinion, you are asking questions about things that are none of your business.
Why is it not my business?
This is your brother's place. He leads his own life. He is on his own.
But he is my brother. I care about what happens to him.
Well, there was that episode in this continuing drama.
That's right.
Jill, did you see any interesting phrases there?
Yes. She says, I'm not sure what the girl's name is who's speaking right now. Sally said, I'm interested in knowing what is going on. And I think interested is a very interesting word. Mm-hmm. Because people mix up interested and interesting
right.
very often.
Right. Exactly. And I think, I am interested in. I mean, there's a phrase. Mm-hmm. People should learn that phrase. Because how many times have you heard people who otherwise speak English very well, mm-hmm. and they said, I'm interesting in mm-hmm. music. Mm-hmm. I hear that from people who've been studying English for 10 mm-hmm. years, have done the grammar and have passed their TOEFL, and they still say, I'm interesting in music.
Right.
So I think that's a very good one. They also use it, I'm exciting. I'm exciting about the party I'm going to tonight. Mm-hmm. Or, I'm really boring at this party.
Right.
Whereas it's...
I'm really bored.
Right. Now, maybe that something, person is boring.
Yes.
We don't know.
But in general, something is exciting. Something is boring. Something is interesting. Mm-hmm. But you are interested in something.
Right.
You are bored at
right. Or excited
or with
about.
With something.
Or bored with something. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good one. What else did you have there? What is going on?
What is going on?
Yeah, I think that structure, I think, I shouldn't say structure because we want to keep it simple here, but I want to know what is going on. I want to know what is going on. We even ask the question, what is going on? What is happening?
Exactly.
What is going on? So that's just something that comes up quite often. It's not about going anywhere.
No.
To go on means that something is happening.
You want to know what is happening.
Right.
What the situation is.
What the situation is. Right, you are.
The next one is, the thing is.
Right. That's a funny phrase. What does that mean? The fact of the matter is. That's what it means.
Yeah, I mean, the sentence would be the same without it. You don't have to have it there. You could say,
right.
Well, I do not know why he does not write you.
That's right. It's a filler word, like, I mean,
yeah.
You know.
You know, exactly.
Exactly. Okay, but people tend to use it. Well,
mm-hmm.
the thing is.
Mm-hmm. Or the fact
of
the matter
is. Matter
of
fact,
yeah,
as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact. In fact, mm-hmm. it's the same kind of word.
And I want you to help me.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting one because I think people sometimes have trouble. I want you to help me. Yeah, I just
so they
think
have
that's a
problems it, with pronouns.
Yeah, people have trouble with pronouns, and it's again for our lower and intermediate learners. I find when I'm learning another language, I will just take some very common patterns and say them,
mm-hmm.
simply because it's a common pattern,
mm-hmm.
And if I can train myself and I repeat these common patterns to myself 5, 6, 7, 8 times, I know that this is a format where you have a direct object and an indirect object, if we're going to use the grammar terms. But I don't worry about the grammar, but I like to repeat these mm-hmm. very basic patterns. Mm-hmm. So some of the phrases that we've chosen here are like that, just very basic patterns that people who are lower intermediate learners mm-hmm. should not only be able to understand, but should practice mm-hmm. repeating them.
Yes, exactly. Like, you can't say, I want to help me. You have to have the you.
Right.
You have to say, I want you to help me.
Right.
And people do often forget the pronouns.
And what's difficult in there is, I want, like, it's not, I want you help me. I want you to help me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I want eat.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have to have, I want to verb.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, I want food.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, I can't say, I want eat, I want drink. I want to eat, I want to drink. And here it's a little more complicated because I want you to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of a useful but very basic mm-hmm. phrase pattern.
Why I came here.
Right.
So the sentence is, that is why I came here today.
Right. What's interesting there is, that is why I came here. Why did you come here?
I came here because I wanted you to help me.
Right. That is why I came here. So here again, and I think there I would encourage our lower intermediate learners to practice with intonation. So, I want you to help me. Mm-hmm. That is why I came here today.
Mm-hmm.
And so that whether listening to us or whether when they're listening to the main story here, practice listening to the intonation and then repeating it mm-hmm. with the same mm-hmm. intonation.
Mm-hmm.
The sooner you can get with the rhythm of the language, English in this case, the sooner you can get with the rhythm, the better you're going to do. Okay, what's next?
And why not?
Right.
So,
you know, that's interesting. Why not? I mean, I guess it's a sentence. I don't know. There's no verb there. It's really a phrase. But it stands on its own, mm-hmm. and we hear it all the mm-hmm. time.
Why not? Or how come?
How come? Why not? You know, if you tell a child, you can't watch TV tonight. Why not?
The child will say, why not?
Why
or
not?
Why? Or just why?
Why, why, right.
Or how come? And the next sentence, this is very important for me, as you will find out.
Mm-hmm.
As you will find out.
Now here again, as implies it's a connecting word. It's not since you will find out, because you will find out. It's as you will find out. And I think these words, of course, people will look up the translation mm-hmm. into their own language, but as always implies sort of an equal relationship between one phrase and mm-hmm. another phrase,
mm-hmm.
unlike because. But sometimes they can almost be used interchangeably. And so as, I mean, I would recommend for a beginner intermediate learner that they save the word as
mm-hmm.
and see
mm-hmm.
the kinds of example sentences that they will create.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's interesting about that is find and find out. People have a lot of trouble with those words.
Mm-hmm.
People might say, you know, we say, for example, find is like, I find that, I find this restaurant very nice. But you'll hear people say, I find out this restaurant very nice. And find out are two different, two different
mm-hmm.
meanings.
Mm-hmm.
Find out, what do we mean by find out?
You will figure something out.
You will learn.
You will learn.
Exactly.
You will learn. You'll gain information.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with finding something. I guess in a sense, you're learning, you're gaining information, but it's not like you have lost something and now you're going to find it.
You know, one of the, I think an image people can use, you just said to gain something.
Mm-hmm.
If you have some information in your pocket that I'm going to find out, I'm going to take it out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it out of where that information is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pick out so to speak, this information. Maybe that would help people think about it. Mm-hmm. Because the word find itself, well, what does find mean?
When you look for something and you find it.
You find it. You locate it.
You locate it.
Right.
Exactly.
But find it can also have the meaning of I think or my mm-hmm. impression of mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. Like I find that Vancouver is too wet for me.
Mm-hmm.
So my impression is...
Or I think.
I think.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What
and
do we got next here?
The next one is, in my opinion.
Right.
So, according to me, or...
That's right. I think the key thing there is that it's a bit of a filler word.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit similar to the thing is. I mean, if you don't say, well, in my opinion, the sentence still stands.
Mm-hmm.
But in all languages, it's very nice to have these little words,
mm-hmm.
you know, in my view, mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. and so forth.
Mm-hmm. It softens what you're saying a little bit. Rather than just saying, well, you are asking questions about things that are none of your business.
Right.
You're stating something that could sound a little bit harsh.
Right.
And maybe it doesn't sound so harsh if you say, well, in my opinion, this is really none of your business.
I mean, a lot of our verbal communication just has to do with just connecting with other people.
And how you say things can make a big difference in how people perceive you and how
they take what you're
that's
saying.
That's right.
Absolutely. Here's one at the end now.
None of your business.
Right. We see that all the time. You know, it does not concern you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask questions about that. It's none of your business. Business here doesn't mean business in the sense of money work. Transaction
yeah.
or work.
Yeah.
It is none of your affair.
None of your concern. Nothing to do with you. So none of your business. Or people might just say, mind your own business.
There's a very good phrase, mind your own business. Mind your own mm-hmm. business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where we go a little further, we see on his own.
On his own. So
that's a very useful phrase. Do you, for example, you might say someone who is no longer living with their parents,
mm-hmm.
they're now living on their own.
On their own. By themselves.
By themselves. Or you might say that I made this cake on my own.
Mm-hmm. With no help.
With no help.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So either you're living alone or you do something on your own
mm-hmm.
without other people's mm-hmm. help. Okay.
And the final one mm-hmm. is I care about.
Right. Care about. What does care about mean?
It matters to you.
It matters to me. You can have two sort of slightly different meanings. I care about what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I care about what happens to him mm-hmm. in this case.
Mm-hmm.
You can also say I care about someone.
Mm-hmm.
So Sally... although in this case, Sally's not very nice to her brother, she could say, I care about my brother.
Right.
So it's not just I care about what happens, like I'm interested, but my brother is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I care about my brother.
Right. I care about how things will affect him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. Well, I think we've kind of handled that. So we have now covered the seventh little episode. And there's 27 episodes.
26, I think.
26 episodes. Mm-hmm. They are to be found in the library of the linguist. This text is quite easy,
mm-hmm.
and it gets gradually more and more difficult. It's spoken quite slowly. So if people listen to the power of the linguist, if they repeat the phrases, if they try to imitate the intonation, I think even for intermediate learners, it's a very good place to practice pronunciation, practice repeating phrases, mm-hmm. to practice reading quickly, to really get more comfortable with English.
Mm-hmm.
I think even for intermediate learners who sometimes they challenge themselves with more difficult content, sometimes they should also go back and do easier content.
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, come and see us at The Linguist, www.thelinguist.com. And we also... Jill would like to hear people's comments and questions. Right?
Always, of course.
Always. Otherwise, we get lonely.
We need
just
your
talking
feedback.
To each other here. Okay. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.